Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let this ride. This is nice. But they
always seem to let you down. Did you go see this place when you were in Minnesota?
I did not get a chance to. By the time I signed up for it, they were all sold out.
Mm.
I hear it's phenomenal, though. I mean, if you're a Prince fan, you got to do
it. White building.
What?
Just a white building.
No, it was his home, his studios there, his instruments, all his stuff. Get to check it out. I couldn't. I mean, I literally couldn't go. It was booked. Book solid. Booked up. People went, like Rich, he booked his, like, you know, weeks before we went out there. So I messed it up. All right. Earlier we were talking about yesterday's press conference introducing Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter, and conversation turned a little bit to Kyrie Irving and the Nets, a little bit. Shams, how do you pronounce Shams' last name, Jim? Sharania? Yeah, Shams Sharania. This is what he posted. My debut on the Athletic podcast with Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie.
And you say, who?
You familiar with Spencer Dinwiddie? Inside his relationship with Kyrie Irving, when their initial dialogue began, how Brooklyn appealed to free agents and blah, blah, blah. Spencer Dinwiddie, I'm with Shams Charania, who is an NBA insider for The Athletic.
Yeah, okay, gets a lot of good tips.
Yeah. Debut podcast. Big this, company like The Athletic, right?
Yes.
Don't be fooled. The audio's not great.
Okay.
very critical, which is good. That's why we
guest,
do good things here.
First guest, Spencer Dinwiddie? Okay. All right. Well, what does he have to say?
You know it was going to be a situation where if I get one, we'll get two.
Yeah.
Like, how did you go about it?
Yeah, so I don't know Kevin like great, right? Like I just kind of know him from a basketball perspective. The Kyrie stuff, the first time he reached out was probably like maybe like December. In terms of just like loosely talking about it, you know what I mean? Like, because he's still obviously super focused on his season and everything, but you know, you could just tell from the conversation that it was like a little bit different. It was on his mind. Obviously, free agency was coming up, and so that's kind of what it was. Just asking a friend about his current situation and what he thought. Actually, no, it definitely was the same because he made a comment to me. He was like, New York might be real fun next year because I hadn't signed yet. And I was like, bro, like, I don't know like if they're going to like extend me or not. And he was like, I think New York might be real fun next year. And at the time, I'm like, oh, so y'all going to the Knicks. Like, what's happening? Like, you and the monster going to the Knicks. That's like when I was first like tipped off to the whole thing, you know. As a friend, like why wouldn't I like talk about what Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson are capable of, and you know the type of fit that it could, you know, possibly be if he were to choose us. So,
how much of that were you selling? Like you just talked about
that
with Sean? Yeah,
a ton. Come on, like a ton. You know, I mean, if you look at it, we have one of probably the more fun systems to play in. You know, the main thing that they require from us is pretty much effort. You know, they allow you to make mistakes and do things like that. And then, you know, Sean, from a, like, family first gen's perspective and a holistic approach, right? Like, you're going to try to get foster mom, you know, make sure, you know, your tickets are left for your family and all that stuff. And, you know, also make sure you have the days off and, you know, different blackout days or whatever, so you could have family time, you take care of your body and all that stuff. Like, it's a very comprehensive approach. And those type things go a long way, especially in today's NBA. So, you know, and having those conversations, like, you know, with a guy like Kyrie, who's going to be locked into things like that and be aware of his family, be aware of his body, like all these things, of course, I'm going to be like, bro, like, it's perfect for you.
What, I'm sorry, Jim, what kind of approach did he say that they had with the Brooklyn Nets? I want to clarify one thing before we continue here. What was it?
And a holistic approach, right? Like, you're going to try to get fostering mom, you know, make sure
holistic,
you know, your tickets are left for your family and all that stuff. And
what the hell does that mean?
It's like the mind over body approach, where you get your family around, everything's copacetic, your world comes together, the physical part of it, the mental part of it, the holistic.
I don't think he meant holistic.
Aspect. Holistic is putting like creams and oils on your skin.
Holistic medicine.
Yes.
Did he mean logistic?
Oh, Jesus.
I think so.
This is when we get thinkers that start talking too much.
Kyrie's
gone down this road before.
Oh,
too.
Do you think? Do you think there's a reason why these two hit it off?
So Kawhi Leonard orchestrated Paul George's departure and trade to assemble what they did out there with the Clippers. LeBron gets Anthony Davis and who to go to the Lakers with him.
Not just Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
They tried to get Kawhi.
So, and now all of a sudden it's Spencer Dinwiddie. Final drive. Spencer Dinwiddie recruits Kyrie and Durant to Brooklyn.
Spencer Dinwiddie. Do you know who
he's the go-to guy?
Do you know who Spencer Dinwiddie is? Do you even know who he is? I don't know. He played for the Pistons.
Like a backup scorer.
He's drafted by the Pistons.
Yeah.
Played 2 years in Detroit.
Yep.
He's been in Brooklyn now for 3 seasons.
Nice little backup scorer.
Played 80 games 2 seasons ago. Averaged 12-6 a game.
Spencer Dinwiddie's your selling point?
Almost 17 last year.
There's more to this, too, though. Do you know where he hooked up with him?
December, he said he started talking about it.
It was before December 14th, because that's when Dinwiddie signed his extension. And they said he was trying to talk to him about maybe the Knicks.
I think maybe.
I wonder where did they meet, Jim? Where did this all come together?
Not at the All-Star game.
Hmm. Where do thinkers usually go? They go to Harvard, right?
Oh. Wait a second.
So there was this sports sort of one of those seminars where they sports science things they talked at.
Yes.
And came together and
yes.
You know what, man? You think the way I think. And if you think the way I think, we think together.
Oh,
imagine we could be in and we can get KD to come.
Imagine our heads together.
Like Brooklyn.
On one team.
Not Knicks, Brooklyn.
Could you imagine like two pseudo-intellectuals like us?
Holistically.
Take it over the world.
I'll bring my oils. You bring your smelling salts. I get one of those misters, man. We can make it smell like a spa.
Our whole family's going to have tickets.
Because of the holistics.
Your dad's
flights. His mom gets a flight because of holistic medicine, yeah.
That's right. God.
A Harvard business class for athletes called Crossover into Business in the fall.
Well.
That's where they met.
Kyrie is certainly showing his business acumen so far with those SpongeBob shoes. Those things. That's how he's going to make his first billion. That SpongeBob thing that he's attached himself to.
Kids will buy them left and right, man. Stupid.
Between the flat earth and the holistic approach to giving out tickets, I went to Harvard, for 2.5 hours.
I got gas in Harvard.
With a break for lunch. What, honestly, what is the matter with these guys?
They think too much.
They don't have anyone around them to help them think these things
through. That drove me nuts today, too. And you get Danny Connor. I just want you to know how much I appreciate Kyrie for being open about everything. And Kyrie's a different game. You know, Kyrie's got other interests. And I like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
No, you don't. You want guys that just want a ball. That's what you just said.
And a holistic approach, right? Like, you're going to try to get fostering mom. You know, make sure, you know, your tickets are left for your family and all that stuff. And, you know, also make sure you have the days off and, you know, different blackout days or whatever. So you can.
That's what you're looking at. You know, not where we rank as a team or how, but like what are days?
You know what it is, though?
Blackout days. This is, you know, our location and where we're going to live in the city. That's such so much more important than winning. And just
it's holistic. It's like Reiki. You know how you just hover your hands over a body to cure certain areas? They don't even have to touch the tickets. Right. They can hover their hands over the tickets and move them from the office into the box office for your family. Holistically.
I like that little sand garden where you get that rake and I could make that.
Love that
infinity eight sign, but you get all the different grooves from the rake, and I blend that all, and it becomes one. And I'll sit there and I'll stare at that thing. Or you get the knocking balls.
Oh, those are great.
Those balls that are hanging.
Yeah,
and you take the one on the right and you just hit the other ball, and they go tick, 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 and it's back and forth, man. And it's just ball hitting all day.
About boys in the hood, the dad.
Yeah, and then you put on
the meditation balls. Where you just roll Lawrence those balls Fishburne. Around in your hand.
Lawrence Fishburne, like, yeah, big dip in. Yeah, hey, Trey, put the gun down, Trey. It's
Kyrie and Dinwiddie give me the sitting gun. Around thinking.
What's the name of it? She sent some barbecue over. It's not like when you get that barbecue sent over, you got the tinfoil over the plate. That's when you know you got good barbecue. That thing smoked all day.
Was it Doughboy's mom? Had to have been it. Because the barbecue was at Doughboy's house, right?
Make some good barbecue. Yes, it was Doughboy's welcome out of jail party.
Right. You didn't bring me no swine, did you?
No. She makes them a good barbecue.
All right. I don't know that there's anything left to be said on Spencer Dinwiddie, but you're welcome to chime in on that. A lot of people still want to talk about...
Put some pieces together, the timeline.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Now we get it.
Yeah. Now it makes sense.
We get your thought
Spencer
process.
Spencer Dinwiddie and him.
Brooklyn's a perfect place for those two.
The brain trust.
What a recruiter.
It does. It makes some sense.
What a recruiter.
As little sense as he just made, that actually kind of makes sense now. And he got to go home to Brooklyn or New York. Not Boston.
Throw out the brakes. I go breathe in the hallway.
More of your thoughts on Kyrie, and we still have David Price and Eckersley calls holding on, so what the hell, we'll do those two coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand are already in for Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zoe is boycotting the rest of the show. It's so hot in this studio today. And we've only mentioned it a time or two. He's not coming in. He's decided he's just not going to do it. Honestly, Zoe, I'm going to tell you a true story. I think the air is back on.
I think it is.
Seriously, you can notice a difference in here right now. Is it coming in? It's on. Is it?
Well, it's just the time for the afternoon show.
Well, I'll take it. Seriously, the last couple hours were unbearable. The first hour sucked. Then it got unbearable, but now it's back on. It's back on. We're fine. Take your call, 617-779-0985. Let's go to Nick in the truck. We were talking about David Price and if he's elevated himself to the least likable winning athlete in this town's history. What do you think, Nick?
Boys, let me paint a picture for you, all right?
Yeah.
You're at Mount Rushmore, and you're staring at the natural beauty of the situation.
Yes.
You look up at George Washington's head, and there's a man up there.
Yeah.
Wearing skin-tight American flag Daisy Dukes. Mm. He's shirtless, and there's two air guitars going behind him.
Nice.
Riffing the national anthem.
Yes.
Who do you see up there right
Johnny
now?
Gomes.
That is Hacksaw Johnny Gomes, baby. He is the worst.
Yep, or Thrill Ride. One or the other.
You're saying that Johnny Gomes would somehow get himself behind the barrier of Mount Rushmore, climb on top of George Washington's head, and perform something you that know, you wouldn't even be able to hear.
You would know he's an odd duck. You would know he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
You would take him for what he is as a tool, and you would appreciate it.
It's a bit of a clown.
Different.
He's
a jack wagon.
Borderline insufferable.
He's a freaking jack wagon.
But he's not a
jerk. But
he's jerk.
Your jack wagon.
And he's not a whiny baby like David Price is. David Price can't even pick his own words to describe the situation that is somehow manifested once again between him and Dennis Eckersley. Instead, he defers to Marcus Stroman's assertion on Twitter, which he said, trash. I think he's trash. His comments are always trash, Stroman tweeted after the game where Eckersley was getting after him. So what does David Price say yesterday? I think it's trash. He doesn't even have his own words. He's incapable of original thought. All he can do is fall back on something, some slight that he thinks he incurred in all this. How was David Price slighted in any of this? It was Eduardo Rodriguez that Eckersley went after that prompted that run-in on the plane. Has Eckersley ever said anything mildly critical of David Price that wasn't warranted?
Stayed hidden.
You want to argue that
once he said anything bad about Price after that, he's probably more guarded about. You know what? I can't even really comment on it, even though I want to say some things because I know this guy's going to blow a gasket. So X probably more guarded on how he analyzes Price than he was in past years. Guarantee you that's going on.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me. And for his teammates to be behind him on this, as they apparently were a couple of years ago on the plane, if one of my coworkers took it upon him or herself to stick up for me in that regard and make an ass out of everybody in the process, I would pull him aside and say, look, don't stick up for me. I got this. I'm fine. I don't need this. We don't need this. And I think the team doesn't need it anymore. And someone should at this point step in. I kind of hope they don't because it's wonderfully entertaining for us. But holy criminy, how can they, in the ownership division of this team, forget about Cora and Dombrowski for a moment. If they're just focused on baseball, fine, so be it. How can John Henry and Werner, Sam Kennedy, take a look at this and say, this is good for the team. This is good for our image. It's not.
You got this tweet from Jeffrey. The champion that isn't much hated, but the Boston really treats the worst, has to be Adam Vinatieri. It's shameful how he gets treated when he comes back.
What?
This isn't even close.
What?
Like Vinatieri, what, because he was booed once? He was with the Colts? Oh, come on. That was more of like a Peyton Manning boo than a Vinatieri boo.
I don't even understand that. Huh? Yeah, Gino in Haverhill. Go ahead, Gino.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First time, long time listener.
Thanks, Gino.
Number one, I think David Price is a complete jackass for berating Dennis Eckersley the way he does, because Dennis Eckersley is in the Hall of Fame and is a great analyst, and he's always on point.
Well, whether he's in the Hall of Fame or not, Gino, and I'll let you continue here.
Anything with it.
It's his job. Sure. It's his job as a color analyst to point out things that he sees.
Whether it's good or bad, I think Eck is always telling you the way you feel.
Yeah, comment on it honestly. So, okay, that's number one.
I always like the way he comments on pitching and everything else. The other point I like to make is the least likable person to leave the Red Sox is Roger Clemens. Because when he left, he said he wanted to be closer to home, and then he went to Toronto,
right,
which is in Canada. So,
thank you.
To me, Clemens is a complete.
But he didn't win here.
Then he,
Toronto actually I not. Think, I think the point here. Is Toronto actually not closer.
North. Yeah. North of Texas.
You know
Farther
what?
North. Maybe it's closer than Texas.
Maybe it is.
It's technically half a mile closer than Boston. If you take
I bet it probably is, especially on a flight, because you got to kind of fly north to go south, you know, following the curvature of the earth. Yeah. But we're talking about winners. And Clemens, for as good as he was, Cy Young's whatever, he didn't win. He won
Not
a World
Series.
Did
Not
Roger
here.
Clemens win a World Series with the Red Sox?
No.
Nope. No. There you go. Sam on the Cape. What do you got, Sam?
Oh, Sharks.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for having me on. Big fan.
Thank you.
And first of all, I just want to say welcome Kemba Walker to the Celtics. I'm pretty pumped about that. But I want to talk about David Price really quick. I know that he's not the most likable guy, and I can kind of relate to that. But when you put the guy in the clutch, he shows up and he wins. So if he's crying and acting like a baby here and there, I'm totally okay with it, you know, because he should have won the MVP. The guy shows up in the clutch and he wins, and that's honestly all that Boston cares about.
Did that once?
To Sam, you had it. Oh my God, you hit a home run until the very end when you said that's all that Boston cares about. That is wrong, wrong.
I tried
wrong.
So
no, it's
sorry.
Okay, buddy. Listen,
I think they want an attachment with their.
I agree with you.
Want, you know?
I agree with you. He had it. He was done. He had it. He won the World Series, though. He shut everybody up. He showed he could pitch in the postseason. He had it. He did. He proved his point. He held all the cards, everything. And then he's going to go shoot his mouth off about Dennis Eckersley.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
He can't help himself.
He can't.
Can't. He thrives on it. I'm telling you, there's people that need this. There's people that need this in our life.
And people do not care only about the outcomes of games, and especially in Boston. They care about everything. How many people are going to be at camp when it opens next week? So,
lots.
How many people do you think will be there on Thursday?
25,000.
Right? Is that a game?
Maybe 30. I don't know.
It's insanity.
No.
How many people care? How many people care about the pre-games and the post-game?
How many people line up sign Tom Brady's birthday card?
Huge.
That's a piece of birthday cake.
It's everything surrounding the game. They just want to know more about these guys. They want to know what makes them tick. They want to have some indication of what they're like. And what we're finding out about David Price and what he's like is that he's an immature, whiny crybaby and not all that bright on top of it.
You almost say another word?
I almost did.
I heard it starting to come out there. Wow.
Oh, there's such a good word for him.
Couldn't have, right?
There's such a good word for him.
You just can't.
You can't say it.
Can't.
But oh, boy. Oh, boy. What do you think of your Buffalo Bills there, Zoe? What,
you just asked me the question of, you know, what are the team's biggest concerns going into the year?
Yes.
And the Buffalo Bills, their biggest concern is their quarterback, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was termed yesterday to me. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I said it was going to be offensive line because Josh Allen had a couple good games last year, you know, and he's going to be all right, I think. You know, he's a big kid. He could throw. He's got that kind of the Dumbo look about him. But the Bills always had that, you know, playoff caliber. You know, slogan of the year. Like, mm-hmm. What are we going to rally around? Playoff mm-hmm. caliber.
Sure.
That was it 2 years ago. Now, they went to the playoffs 2 years ago and played one of the worst playoff games I've ever seen in my life, that Jacksonville game. Jim, what'd the score end up that game? 10-6? 7-6 something or whatever? 7-3? It was awful. One of the worst playoff games
I've
ever seen.
It was like a baseball score, yeah.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback at the time. But it was Josh Allen's year last year. So why do you ask me about the Buffalo Bills? Because I have really no expectations for them. And I know some people think, well, maybe this is the end of the Patriots dynasty, the beginning of the end for Tom Brady. And maybe this is the year where the Jets, with all the talent they've assembled and running back and Sam Darnold taking a step forward, maybe it's the Bills under defense. Why? What do you ask me about the Bills?
Sean McDermott tells Buffalo Bills fans there's a championship vision in Buffalo. You know what it is, though?
Their vision should be to keep their stadium. Let alone win a championship. They're more worried about keeping that.
It's a vision quest.
Kind of vision.
It's a vision quest.
Vision quest. Now, if you want to break this video out and have Shoot standing there at the top of the hill, and you got Matthew Modine with his little headband, his nosebleed, you know, and he's trying to clog up his nose, and that girl's living in the apartment above where his dad's house is. This is badass.
Get him into the warm-up room with the jump rope.
Losing
the
weight.
This is right before the match.
Another massively miscast actor.
Loudon Swain?
No, Loudon Swain, perfectly cast.
Who's
Shoot was perfectly cast. Loudon Swain, he's
going to get his ass, get his head ripped off.
Well, that's what you think.
Any normal circumstance.
That's what you think is going to happen.
Right.
But he was on a vision quest.
He sure was.
Jake Ryan, his fake Native American friend, told him about the vision quest. He wasn't really Cherokee, as it turns out.
Jake Ryan.
He was lying about that.
Still, one of the greatest movie names. Like, the other Jake Ryan was in 16 Candles. Right?
Well, I don't know what
his name. Remember Jake had the big party and his dad had
the actor who played Matthew Modine's friend.
That's him!
That's Jake Ryan.
He wasn't Jake Ryan in Vision
Put him
Quest
on the...
Too.
No, he had a different name.
Oh, okay.
Name.
I thought his name was Jake Ryan in that movie.
I'm going to find out what it was right now. Because now
he had the best hair. I wanted his hair when I was younger.
Oh, who didn't?
Just flowed.
I wanted that Porsche. I wanted the Porsche.
He rolled those jeans up, too. He had that jean roll up at the bottom. Tucked it in his boots.
Cooch.
Is
Cooch.
Michael Shuffling?
Thank you. Very good, Michael Bryan. Michael Shuffling played
Shuffling.
Cooch.
Shuffling.
Cooch. That's right. Cooch was in there.
Yeah, he's not in a... Actually, he was in a lot of stuff, but I haven't seen most of it. We know him from...
Why does Sean McDermott do this to his team? Why
I don't
does
know.
He,
he's got a vision.
He...
There's a just, championship vision in Buffalo.
Just get better every year, man.
I'm excited about the progress we've made this offseason as we work to execute our plan of building a strong foundation.
Yeah, it's like what Jim McKay, how do you like the execution of my offense? I'd love it. I'd love for you to kill him. Kill them right now.
This foundation combined with true Buffalo toughness and love for one another will be instrumental as we continue to chase our vision of bringing a championship to this city.
What a nightmare last year. I just spent extra time in Buffalo because we played on Monday night. That sucked.
Committed to building a team you can be proud of, both on and off the field, for many years to come.
1 o'clock game in Buffalo. That's all I want. Just want to get in and out.
It's a championship.
Land at a stupid
vision.
Airport. Stay in a stupid city. Go to that really, really good Buffalo Chop House and get the hell out. Play the game. Get out. Those morons in line at the store, liquor store.
1 o'clock,
though.
1 o'clock, thank September you. 29th.
Get in and out.
Get the old lady out. Flipping you off on the way to the stadium.
No, we didn't even get that last year.
Oh, that's too
kinda
bad.
Kind of got the and blah. You what? Get the other guy at the teeth. He said, right here, double barrels. Waiting for you to get off the airport and he waving his Buffalo Bill flag.
No.
Like, look at you, inbreds. Look at you with your boat in your yard. It's up on stilts like the Buffalo Yacht Club. This is one of the worst places. I got into with Bledsoe about this. You kill Buffalo. It's really nice areas. Yeah, we never saw any. How about that?
Well, they got the Vision Quest.
Horrendous.
Now, so be careful. Be careful in September.
Vision Quest.
Michael Bryan's going to give us the hub headlines here, and then we will continue.
We might have someone Mary at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Mary.
We're not close to takeaways yet.
No.
No.
I'm getting
excited
about them, though.
No, we're going to get there. There has been a problem, though, with Super Bowl rings.
Oh, there has?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk.
A lot of workers got theirs.
Some other people are getting them, not supposed to be getting them. We'll talk about that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. There's a bust, Zoe, out in Worcester. Actually, in Shrewsbury. Customs and Border Protection uncovered dozens of counterfeit sports championship rings during a routine search of packages at a UPS distribution center in Shrewsbury. This happened last week, according to CBS Boston. Officer Kevin Mahoney said he was struck by the weight of the package that was shipped from China. Opened it up, found 101 fake Super Bowl and World Series rings.
Ooh.
All the rings were personalized with players' names, like Tom Brady, Steve Pierce.
So you mean they copied off the one?
How much do you think the street value of these rings would be? Mahoney estimated the rings could have a street value between a certain number. It's a wide...
Were they made of cocaine?
It's a It's a wide gap, depending on whether they were being sold as replicas or as
fake.
Genuine championship rings.
Oh, nobody would ever believe it's a genuine championship ring.
You wouldn't think.
Unless you're on Pawn Stars, and they cleared it.
Estimated street value between...
$250 apiece.
All right, so that would be $250 times $125,000, we'll call it. He said between $35,000 and $2 million.
Okay.
Depending on whether they were sold as replicas or genuine.
Maybe they're real diamonds they're putting there.
Here's the thing. The rings are now being sent for destruction.
They actually look pretty good.
The person in...
Like, there's some bad fakes out there that, you know, there's replicas you can buy that really don't look like the actual rings.
They're going to destroy them all. And the guy in Webster who either ordered them or they were supposed to be delivered to could face fines or charges. So, yeah, like if I saw something online, it's like, hey, replica Super Bowl ring. You can buy like a bunch of them. That's illegal? You can't buy a fake Super Bowl ring? I've got a fake Stanley Cup ring that Little Caesars gave out with a purchase of a pizza, and crazy bread back in 1997. Is that illegal?
We got crazy.
Of course, Mike Ilitch owned both of them. Well, if you ate enough pizza, I could have 101
of them.
You're
buying with the intent to sell with for that many rings.
You got a bunch of the fakes that show up at these fan rallies. I got all five rings. Look at these. It's so cool. Yeah, they're all
right. Have the Patriots logo on it?
Oh, that's yes. Probably why. That's
you can't do it.
Why. Yes.
That's the logo.
Gotcha.
All right. Good point, Jim. Thank you.
How do we make the ring without putting the Patriot logo on it? That's a tough one.
How's your head, Zoe?
It's fine.
Headache. It's going to explode right now.
Why? What now?
New York Post tweeted yesterday, 7:07 p.m. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett hangs at Bill Belichick's Nantucket house.
What's he cleaning the rugs? On his boat with gas. What?
Jason Garrett on Nantucket, maybe for the sole purpose of hanging at Bill Belichick's house, but apparently got the invite.
He's been back a lot. He's been back. He visits the islands. He vacations there. He's done this. Teddy Johnson could talk about this. Ted used to have his golf tournament. Jason used to come in, show up for that. We used to play it down at Ridge Club down in. Was that in Sandwich? Rich Club, or is that?
Yeah. It's either there or just...
It's a little
just
more
further down, I think.
Yeah, a little more down Cape than that.
I've been there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice place. Yeah,
that's great.
And then we'd do the boats and that. We'd go over the islands. Yeah. Jason vacations up here. I know he's been seen in Nantucket before multiple times.
Okay. I mean, is it odd, though, that Belichick would hang out with any other head coach in the league, much less Jason Garrett?
If you got to hang out with anybody and your time's off and you're on the island and he's there, I could see him getting together for a beer. Coming over for a Heineken. Yeah. How about your owner or my owner?
I think it's nice.
Top two owners in the league. Yeah. Yeah. Go on a bike ride. Maybe play Sankey Head. Bring your sneakers. I'm going jeans.
He invited Garrett to dinner.
Bring your 7-iron.
This is what the New York Post reports. He invited Garrett to dinner to chat ahead of the NFL season. Bill and Jason had dinner on Friday night, said an insider. It was a friendly catch-up.
Ketchup? What kind? Heinz?
Not catsup. Catch.
Ketchup.
Up.
Catch up. Don't get Murray going on this, too. Yeah. Whew.
Oh, wait. He needs more things to worry about.
Do you like places that make their own ketchup? I don't. I don't like the designer ketchup. Just give me Heinz. Just give me the ketchup. I could actually deal with Hunt's. I could deal with Hunt's.
How about that stupid like restaurants?
Yes.
Like that make their own ketchup?
Yeah. You never been to like a fancy burger joint that makes their own ketchup?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, they put their own twist on it. Of course. Spicy ketchup, all that. Yeah.
But you don't need it.
Of course you don't. No, that's my point. Yeah. Like you don't need that extra out of the way. You know, just fill the thing up.
If you're in a steakhouse, right? And you go away from steak for the night, like I one time at this steakhouse in at the Palms in Vegas, right? When the Palms used to be still like a destination place.
Palms.
Maybe is again. I don't know. I haven't been out there in a couple of years. But 9 Steakhouse there, they had, at the time, this is probably 10 years ago, they had a $35 bacon cheeseburger. And we're looking at steaks.
That's
and we're
problem
there,
number
I'm,
one.
I'm thinking like, oh, I got to know.
Was that movie with the thing, and he was with the Al Pacino.
Casino?
Hua!
Oh, the Oakwood burger. Yeah, Scent of a Woman.
Hua!
Yeah. I got to try it. and it came out, and it was served with fries. And
they put
the
knife right through the burger, like vertically.
Kobe beef bacon cheeseburger.
There you go.
Unreal.
I'm melting your mouth.
But that type of ketchup that they whip up there in the restaurant for the fries, sorry, Heinz, that's better. The one that they make.
Fresher. I agree that's fresher, but I mean, like, man.
Is it better than.
When you get the tang the right way and you expect, like, cold ketchup.
Right.
There's nothing more insulting where I'll be in a restaurant and I'll see this woman in the back and she's got this big vat thing out. You know it's not Heinz. You know it's not Heinz. And they're filling Heinz bottles. Then they bring it over and then I put it on. I'm like, this is Heinz ketchup.
No.
So why would you ever use the Heinz ketchup bottles?
Well, because
just go the distance.
Looks better. It looks better.
It looks better, but go the distance then. You know?
By the way, final line in that report from the Jason Garrett having dinner with Bill Belichick on Nantucket.
Maybe they're working on clapping.
Garrett enters the 2019 season with only 1 year left on his current contract. And last year, there was chatter that Belichick could even replace Garrett.
Maybe you should also look into the agents, too. Maybe they're represented by the same agent. Let's get together and let's talk.
Well,
Zoe wasn't listening. You have to read that last part again.
No, he said that he
last
was going to replace.
Last year, there was chatter that Belichick
chatter, I heard it.
Could replace Garrett
I'm going to go to Dallas and play and coach for Jerry Jones.
Well, it all fits together. If you're going to take the job of a guy, you have him over to dinner and you talk about things. Hey, they're probably going to fire you in another year. I'm thinking about taking that job. Tell me all about it.
Right. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to backstab you.
What does any of that mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a team that's paying Dak Prescott $30 million and Zeke Elliott $15
Yeah. Dude, what they get that kid Lawrence, man. It comes off the edge.
Yeah, he picks kids, what, 21, 22?
Yeah. I don't know. Sean Lee, maybe he'll be not injured again. Jimmy can coach Sean Lee up. Those great linebackers from Penn State. Is Sean Lee still there? He's got to be.
Oh, I think so.
They'll elevate him to coach and owner. He couldn't do anything wrong.
By the way, Zoe, final item today before we get to today's takeaways. You were right. That face app thing?
Yeah.
What'd you say about
Russian.
It?
Russian intelligence. They're worried about them getting your identity and facial recognition and all that. Stealing everything. All your codes, all your bank codes. Be careful.
Viral face app. Now owns access to more than 150 million people's faces and names.
You ain't got mine.
Quote from Forbes, your face will most likely end up training some AI facial recognition algorithm. You might end up on a billboard somewhere in Moscow, but your face likely end up training some algorithm.
So your face is in there. People have used your face to make a picture.
But they don't have the name.
I haven't attached it to my phone. I haven't downloaded the app. That's how they access all your phone, your records, and your information.
My kids were begging me last night.
You can
download
take my,
the app.
My face and let no, don't do it.
They've been begging me for 2 days download, and I said no.
No.
I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Nope.
Plus, making people younger doesn't make any sense. You want to know what
you've
look like younger?
This, right.
Right. Look an old picture of yourself. What do you need an app for? All right.
Today's takeaways, it's a good one. I'd tune in if you're a big fan of Mary.
Okay, well, just don't go anywhere. You'll hear it next.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey! Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's the proven program that will fit into your summer while helping you fit into your bathing suit. Lose the weight the very first week you start the program. Check it out. 6 locations. Awaken 180.
Looks like that roundtable they had around the bullpen session for Chris Sale worked out the other day. Seven strikeouts in
the one where everybody was looking around.
Three innings so far for Sale. They are scoreless now, heading to the bottom of the third inning. What do you think of that, Zoe?
Oh, considering like seven of the nine players were like looking in their pockets and like Matt said, looking at women up in the stands. Like he said that yesterday on the show. Yeah. But again, Corey reiterated today in the pregame, just we're all together. We
love That's right. All, we're it's all about teamwork.
It's about teamwork.
Mary called in.
She sure did.
We're going to go with Mary first, Jim.
You're going Mary.
Is that correct? All right. North Shore.
Cruising with Mary.
A colleague, a radio colleague.
Another professional in the business.
Yeah.
Yes, Mary. So here we go.
So Tom.
Tom did a little mashup.
Tom got some of her work on her podcast slash YouTube slash public access.
So we have to say what this is. Mary called in. She does a show.
Yeah, we don't have her call. We have her other stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Manchester, and she does a show called Cruising with Mary. And
correct.
I said, what do you mean cruising? She's like, you know, you get in the car and you cruise. Like, and she said she's cruising
like in a stadium.
You know, 50-something Cadillac.
Yeah.
It's all about cruising, this show.
A red one.
So this is some of her work from her show.
Tom created an intro for her show.
Oh.
We're cruising with Mary. Good afternoon, folks. It's a good surprise. Yeah. There you go, folks. Look at this. We're cruising with Mary.
We're Mary.
Give him a call. And I'm going to say God bless and God bless America.
Thank you. I knew it.
Cruising
I knew
with
she's
Mary.
An American.
New episode dropping today at 5 p.m. My apologies to Felger and Maz.
God bless her.
I don't want to take anything away from you guys, but I will be checking out that show today at 5 p.m. Mary, I hope she calls back.
So with not some of the nominations going around, right? It's a very popular program, Felger and Maz, but they could give up a couple listeners for Mary. Yeah. Like, I'm sure Mary tunes in. Mary's probably a big listener to the baseball reporters with Maz. Big baseball fan.
I would think so.
Isn't at 65 and older, I would say, category.
Finally today, Matt Nagy, Bears coach, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. They have different celebrities do that in Chicago, so.
Jim Stout.
One, two, three, take me out to the ball game. Take me out in the crowd. Buy me some penis and crack a
people are picking them to win the NFC and Trubisky to be MVP of the Super Bowl. So I say, ha, 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 ha.
I just don't know that anybody should
frickin'
do it other than Bill Murray. I think Bill Murray should be the only celebrity who gets to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and everyone else should just pass. But he can't do it anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
We had that same moment on our show, though, at one time.
Oh, we did?
How about that?
How about that?
How do they know about the penis and Cracker Jack?
The what in Cracker Jack?
The what? The penis?
Penis and Cracker Jack.
The penis and
what? Peanuts.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Peanuts.
Never know what you'll find in the box. If you save enough box tops, you may get one in your box.
Well, Zoe.
One more, baby.
We might do this one more time tomorrow.
Hey, at least the air's working for Maz.
Yeah, the air conditioning wasn't working until about a half an hour
ago.
It's
brutal.
It was stifling in here, but...
of course they fix it for the 2 o'clock show.
Maz in the A-hole chair, I believe, today.
Wow!
Big Felger and Maz program coming up next.
All right.
Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, as Hardy just told you, I'm in the a-hole chair. Mike's out today.
Summer hours here on Felger and Maz. Jim Murray is alongside. Matt McCarthy is filling in for Murray on headlines. We'll open up the phones right away. 617-779-0985. Believe it or not, we have a lot to get to. You believe that, Murray?
Well, if we didn't, we'll make it. You know, we'll make it happen.
No, we'll manufacture it. That's right. Well, worst case, we make it up, Murray. You know, always is, oh, fiction works sometimes. But again, 617-779-0985. So here's where we're going to start today, and we do have a lot to get to. We're going to get to an interesting item by Greg Bedard on Boston Sports Journal about Tom Brady's contract and the Patriots. The item is actually a few days old, but it's worth getting to. We'll do that a little bit later, but I want to, and we'll get to the Red Sox later on in the program as well. They're on the field at the moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.